America Extension Almanac.
A cow's nutritional needs follows different times of the year, some more stressful than other times. Nebraska Extension educator Troy Wall says keeping up with those times when a cow's nutritional needs are critical sometimes doesn't match up with market prices for feed. He says having a nutrition plan can be a great way to deal with those issues, and it's especially true during calving or early lactation.
So yeah, you mentioned that her nutrient requirements for that cow, first calf heifer, second calf heifer, they really start increasing this last 90 days before they have that calf. As they're, of course, that calf is growing inside of that cow and going to be starting to produce milk, getting ready for that. And 70% of that calf's growth occurs during this last 90 days. So that's part of the reason to see this increase in nutrient requirements. Then, like you mentioned, there are all types of stressors we have to deal with our cattle. You know, this year, it's a little atypical, maybe. We have a lot more snow on the ground than we usually have. Some people have depended upon crop residues, and they're either ice thin or snow covered. So that's affecting how we can get our cows fed. And then when we have deep snow on top of that, it's harder to get cows fed. So we have to deal with that. And then we have to throw cold temperatures in on top of that. So that can be another stressor we have to deal with. And of course, we know anytime we have cold weather, we're probably going to need an energy increase in our ration over that. And then let's add one more stressor in there. Maybe not so much for the cow, but it sure stresses the rancher, is because forage or hay is hard to find right now. So these are all stressors that we have to deal with right now. And that's kind of coming on these last 90 days before these spring calving cattle. If you haven't calved yet, you still have some time to put some weight or condition on these cattle. By condition, I mean meeting her protein requirements, you're exceeding her energy requirements so she can put weight on in the form of fat. And then after calving, once she starts lactating, she can utilize some of that if you can't meet all the requirements. Of course, so ideally you would have cows that are already body conditions 4 or 5, and you can maintain that as they go into calving and keep that. And you probably want your first calf heifers body conditions 4 or 6, second calf heifers body conditions 4 or 5. Like you said, if you're short of feed right now, you're seeing your hay stocks and whatever you have to feed disappearing quickly, you have to come up with some alternative. Some people were maybe looking at some limit fed rations, and there was another article on Beef Watch about that this month. So that will be a podcast some producers might want to listen to. But as we think about our first calf heifers, the other thing we have about is in that 60 days before they calve, their intake actually decreases by 17% because they can't eat enough, because that calf is taking up part of the inside and pushing on the rumen, so they don't eat as much. So we have to consider that diet that we have to be feeding that first calf heifer to. And if there's any way we can separate our mature cows from our heifers, that would be ideal to get that higher quality ration to our heifers.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.